You are listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. My name is Johnny Trunk. This is OST, the original and super soundtrack show. Today we are lucky enough to have a guest. In fact, we're honoured to have a guest, Superfunk Ed from blaxploitation.com. Hi, Ed.
Hello.
How you doing? We will give you a mic in a minute, Ed, but we're... we rushed in, and so we're not quite as sorted out as we should be. So today, we've decided, because Ed comes from blaxploitation.com, to do a bit of a blaxploitation special. We'll break you in slowly with a bit of a classic, and then we'll do some talking and funking.
Thank you.
this madness. Hey, baby, somebody's got to stop this madness. Put an end to our own blindness. Yeah, now. Somebody's got to stop this madness. Now. My brothers across the sea never had food to eat. While we rape Mother Earth, there's no clean air to breathe. Politicians never lie, and truth they never see. Hey, somebody's got to stop this madness. Hey, baby, somebody's got to stop this madness.
To say goodbye, what they're doing to you makes me wanna cry.
Okay, four little juicy joints there for everybody, and in reverse order we listened to Blind Man Can See It from Black Caesar James Brown, which is a bit of a classic, I suppose, Ed, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's almost the starting point, I suppose, isn't it, for super funky.
That's where you need to begin.
It is, isn't it? Yes. I bought that at a boot fair, actually, in Farnborough, about 15 years ago, for, I think it was about £5 for three James Brown albums. Anyway, that's another story. And then three records you kindly brought in, which was Score by Bob's Band, whoever they are, which is the NFL football. Is it the NFL
football? That's right, NFL football theme from 1971. And if you're wondering who Bob's Band were, just have a look at the label and you'll see it's Mr. Charles Fox.
Oh, Bob. Oh, really? Him of all...
Him of Barbarella fame.
Yeah. Good, very groovy record. I'm quite envious of that one. Anyway, after that we listened to... You said it was a B-side to the PGA golf theme.
That's right. All you golfers out there might recognise the other side, but that's a bit of a beast, a sort of chase theme from Mr. Brian Bennett, also of the Shadows.
Oh, bless him. He's actually quite a funky drummer, Brian Bennett, wasn't he? I mean...
And now he's doing music for the Ruth Rendell Mysteries and the likes of that. Very interesting. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you followed his career sort of quite...
Well, less so after the 70s, shall we say.
Great little record, though. What's that on Fontana, did I suppose?
That was on Fontana, yeah.
Okay, funny little 7 for all you little 7-inch hunters out there. And finally, we listen to Carl Douglas.
Now, this one's a bit of an interesting one. If you ever go into a record shop and ask for this, you're going to get laughed out of the shop, because they're going to think you're talking about Mr. Carl Douglas's Kung Fu Fighting. But actually, this is called Somebody Stop This Madness. It's from... UK Thriller with Richard Roundtree from 1971. Props to Mr. Teddy Rosso for finding this one. It's on Blue Mountain Records out of the UK, and it's a bit of a sort of undiscovered track, so get out there and I'm sure you can find it.
No, Ed, you're supposed to keep that sort of information quiet. You can lie on this show, by the way. You can tell all sorts of porky pies if you want.
Well, I'm just a straight-up kind of a guy, so all you beat diggers out there, just get your pen and paper handy, because we're going to have some really good breaks later on.
Yeah, we are, actually. We've spent about an hour and a half in the coffee bar around the corner just looking at these at what we've brought in today, and it is, I have to say, quite shocking. So, tape recorders at the ready, guys. Internet, we didn't have a competition last week, but we have got one this week, so crayons and paper at the ready, because we will be having one, I don't know, in about... probably about half an hour, three quarters of an hour. It's quite a cute... It's a good little prize, actually, this week. So you will have to get dialing at some stage. Okay, moving on. What we'll do is we'll talk about blaxploitation.com. Should we talk about... Let's talk about it now, and then we can get on with some more music.
Yeah, let's get that out of the way straight away.
Basically, why you see, I know it because it's like a sort of reference point for a lot of people on the web, isn't it? And it's, I have to say, you've got a domain name there that's pretty valuable, because it's in this sort of soundtrack arena, it's almost like common parlance blaxploitation, isn't
yeah
it?
absolutely. We noticed that there was kind of a gap in the market there. I've been doing internet work for quite a while, and there was just absolutely nothing on the sort of black cinema genre out there. So myself and a friend just decided, here's the opening, let's go for it. And we'd all got plenty of the records, we'd got some of the movies, and you should check it out. There's a few good tunes on there.
So it's a non-profit making site, essentially, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely. We only do this for fun and basically to get the information out there.
And I suppose it's used all the time. I mean, you got any idea of, I hate talking about things like hits, because most people think hits is visits, and of course hits is just clicks, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's not the same.
Yeah.
But you got any idea of the sort of usership? Well, we thought it was prolific.
It's pretty prolific, and in terms of the sort of volume of email we get, we're talking like 200 or 300 emails a week, so I think that gives you some idea of.
Do you have to answer them all?
We try to answer them all, but I've got to be honest, you know.
It's getting a bit boring.
It does take, well, you know, it's got to the stage now where we can only answer the really, really interesting ones, but I can guarantee that we read every single one that comes in.
Good grief, that's good. I mean, 200 to 300, that means you've probably got 10 times that many hitting the site a week, because only like 10% of people can be bothered to.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But we always encourage feedback, so if any of you out there have anything that we don't know about or anything interesting you want to tell us, then just drop us a line.
But it's. I think what we're going to try and explore throughout the next hour and three quarters is not so much the blaxploitation, because basically blaxploitation is the way us sort of soundtrack listeners view it is basically, if you like, the starting point for funky soundtrack listening,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And really, it's like the sort of Black Caesar and things like Shaft, or like the little gates into this huge garden of funk.
Absolutely. And what you have to remember is that, you know, Shaft won an Oscar, but not for the movie, it was for the music. And as soon as people see success like that, everybody jumps on the bandwagon. So all the soul artists in the 70s, all the soul labels were trying to push their artists to make this sort of music. And then you got fantastic arrangers like H.B. Barnum, mm-hmm. Johnny Pate, putting together the most superb tunes. And we can get really enthusiastic about this and talk about it for hours, but maybe we should get into the music.
Exactly, but we'll try and take it into as many different little areas as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Keeping it sort of quite hard and quite funky.
What we're going to try and do today is try and broaden those horizons a little bit, and I'm sure all of you have seen these sort of blaxploitation compilations. Well, we're going to look at some French stuff, some Swedish stuff, Italian stuff. We're going to try and make sure that you have a really good grounding and all the best breaks out there.
Okay, well, let's shut up now, shall we, Ed, and just listen to the next one you've decided to bring along.
Your skin doesn't matter when you got it in your hand. You're out of mind when you don't make some change. And when you're forgotten, they bury your remains. I'm gonna kick, I'm gonna fight, I'm gonna go upside the old man's head and fight. I've been a POW for all these years, and nobody knew I was. They listed me missing in action. Then they wrote me off. Dead, 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 dead. The Oscar forgot me. Sign to you.
The sun came up each morning, you could see for 100 miles. Suddenly, without a warning, Granny would awake me with a smile. Running barefoot through the country shucks me an old bed of new cornbread and buttermilk on the table. Always plenty of work to do. Sometimes I long to be back home. Pack my bags, keep moving on.
Thank you.
Actually, we'll carry on with that in the background. I think it's quite nice. Ed, talk us through it. Actually, no, I'll talk us through it because I wrote them down.
That's right.
Forgotten Man, We the People. No, don't even know what that's all about, but it's a good record.
That one is a Johnny Pate production. That's from 1972, from the movie Sweet Jesus Preacher Man. Only on 45, never seen an LP of that, so it's still currently pretty unknown.
Not anymore. Black Sister's Revenge, qu'est-ce que c'est?
Mr. H.B. Barnum, you know...
I thought he was a circus bloke, you see.
Well, there you go. Actually, compatriot of David Axelrod. You'll hear his arrangements on all sorts of records. Right. Fantastic guy, worked with Aretha, you know, Frank Sinatra, people like that.
Okay. And the film's Black Sister's Revenge.
That's right.
Very groovy little seven. Then we had the quintessential funk masterpiece.
And we were just dancing around the room to that. It's absolutely fantastic. Possibly the best funk soundtrack record ever written. Mr. Roy Ayres.
Coffee.
Brawling Broads was the track.
And after that, Les Amis.
Yeah, we're going a little bit French for you now. Some of the rarer French stuff. That just says Smoky Jazz Club to me.
It's cool, isn't it? French cool.
Yeah.
And then the one we listened to, and we're still listening to, is the Dernier Domicile. You'll have to say the rest, it's too long for me.
Yeah, Dernier Domicile Connu by François de Roubaix, and if anybody can tell us how to pronounce his name.
Yeah, because I say François de Roubaix. You said something a bit weirder while we were off air. You said something...
Roubaix, which is probably completely wrong. So if any relatives of his, you know, please ring in.
Everyone knows how to... Roubaix. He was pretty... I think he died in a car crash, didn't he?
It was a scuba diving accident about 1975.
That's it. I always think it's a car crash, but it is a scuba diving incident because a lot of his albums have got like his... Because there was a lot of scuba diving films the music to as well, wasn't there? Good beard,
really interesting guy, recorded all his stuff at home, used to do a lot of backwards recording, delay, he was really into some strange methods of recording, so he's definitely a guy to have a look for.
And prolific as well.
Yeah, there's absolutely.
There's hundreds and hundreds of recordings, aren't there?
Yeah.
It's nice to see the little sevens, because you really don't... Notoriously, you see, I think French sevens are very hard to find, because they're normally battered. And well, they're hard to find for a start, and when you do find them, they're normally like in the bottom of some wine basket,
covered in
wine and cheese, and they're just knackered, aren't they?
So we've been quite lucky with some of these, and we're going to continue in that vein, playing a few tasty French bits.
And qu'est-ce que c'est?
Now, this one's quite an interesting one. Melvin Van Peebles, I'm sure some of you already know, he was a guy who had to leave America and go to France to get his movies released.
Oui.
So this one is from La Permission, which I think he won an award for the novel of this, and then he made the movie.
He was a quintessential sort of Renaissance man, wasn't he?
Yeah. He could speak a lot of languages, really interesting guy, so it's worth having a look about him.
Great cinematographer as well, fantastically odd way of shooting films.
And if you haven't seen Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song, you badly need to go and rent that.
That has to be the weirdest looking. It's a beautiful bit of work, isn't it? If you've never seen it before, it's sort of shockingly interesting to watch, isn't it? It's beautiful. His use of almost like modern, almost avant-garde film techniques. That was nutty, isn't it?
Loads of
breakdowns and that's mad. Anyway, let's get on with the music. Sorry.
So here we go. This is the theme from. You may know this better by the US title, which was Story of a 3-Day Pass.
I don't know that one.
A tasty little French picture sleeve EP and.
Let's just hear it, shall we?
Let the music speak for itself.
Thank you. Storie di civiltà e di barbarie, episodi di grandezza e di vergogna, le invasioni cruente dei popoli bianchi, l'eterno dolore dell'epoca schiavistica, le rivolte e la pace dei villaggi perduti, la poesia delle foreste, il silenzio di fiumi che nascono nel passato e scorrono nel tempo. Qualunque sia il suo accento, il tema dell'Africa è sempre costante. Ha impresso un ritmo all'accadere di ogni momento, un ritmo solenne, epico.
Wasn't it, everyone? Okay, in reverse order yet again. I think we started ages ago, didn't we? That Melville Van Peebles track.
That's right.
Which we explained, you kind of explained earlier. Then we had an excerpt from Adventure, Sailor Adventure, which is Francis Lai, with that Johnny Halliday bit in it as well, which we didn't listen to, but Johnny Halliday's... We were talking to say that it's difficult to find because all the Johnny Halliday collectors want to buy the record and probably own the record, and that's why no one else can get it, because all the Johnny Halliday bars have got it. Then it was a 30-second excerpt from Madly, which is an Alain Delon film, Francis Lai, again on Barclay Records. Then, what was that Swedish, sort of Swedishy fusion thing? That was
Philippe Sard,
yeah,
from Violette et François, which is a really nice, a late 70s thing with some fantastic session players. I think there's probably André Secarelli in there, Yannick Top, some of the top guys from France there.
Great record.
Very nice.
Yeah, you know, makes a change, actually. Well, for me, anyway.
It's the sort of thing where you see the cover and you'd go, I am not going to buy this record, and you'd be completely wrong.
Well, in fact, I had the record in my hand not so long ago and left it where I found it.
And I bought it instead.
Funny Old World. And then we heard a bit of Francesco De Masi from a mid-60s documentary called Alice Caperta, Africa. And we were trying to describe the music, something like a jazzy, mambo-y sort of thing.
Yeah. With,
it's nice though, isn't it? I mean, it's not, you wouldn't call it a blaxploitation record, but the idea is that we've, that as a result of listening to blaxploitation funk records, you end up buying all these funny film records, and you get, go, ooh, I like that sort of mambo funky thing on that documentary. You know what I mean. Anyway, we better announce the competition. As I said, crayons and papers at the ready. The phone number you need to call is 0207-836-3664. That's 0207-836-3664. And the competition will... we'll think of a question once we've played this bit of... oh, what was that? That was my phone. That's a message on my phone. Sorry about that. We'll play this mystery tune. Okay, Ed, thanks for that. As I say, we're not telling anybody what that was, because it's a top secret. But it is French, is it not, Ed?
It is French.
Cool. Okay, competition time. I've actually been organised this week, and I've actually got a bit of music to accompany the competition. Where is it? Oh, there you go. Okay, it's competition time, everybody. The phone number you need is 0207-836-3664. And the prize, the magnificent prize today, is a CD called Fragments of Fear. This has been put together by a new label called ConsumerMusic.com. I will say it's... I actually contributed to this. Not my own music, just music I'd found. And it's like a sort of quite groovy but horrible horror compilation, including great artists such as Vincent Price, Christoph Commodore, Les Baxter... Morricone, John Carpenter, Donald Pleasance, Bela Lugosi. Quite an interesting little recording. There's only 50 of them in existence. It's got a great cover that was actually used on a Titus Groan LP as well, one of those sort of weird progressive sort of things. Anyway, today's competition, 0207-836-3664, is... what's the question? Oh, today's question is, can you name any blaxploitation movie? It's that simple. In fact, if you just phone up and say, you can say anything, really. You can say any movie, and we'll probably go, yeah, okay. And that's the prize. So, 0207-836-3664. Lines are open. Meow. fun, by the way. That was fun, wasn't it? Incidentally, as I said before, the competition has been won by Lucky Jake today, and he's very excited about his prize. So you can all stop phoning in now, but thanks for taking part. And we better tell everybody what we just listened to. Again, in reverse order, I think we started with a really nutty record called Ettore do Fusto by Francesco De Masi, and then we followed it up by Ed's Pound, which is one of the strangest records I've seen in a long time. Great record.
This one's a bit of an odd record, to say the least.
From odd film, by the sound.
Yeah, yeah. This is about some sort of Talking Dogs movie by Robert Downey Sr. from about 1970. Now, the weird thing with this record is that it looks like a completely nasty sort of bootleg with a hand-stamped cover, and apparently there's only 100 of these in existence, but I can totally recommend it. Very, very good. Lots of beats, lots of breaks, nice and funky.
You know, it's good. I did enjoy it, actually. It was almost fresh, actually.
Completely different.
And then we listened to the last revel, the last rebel. Sorry.
This is another interesting one because we've got Ashton Gardner and Dyke on here, who were, for those of you who know your rock, that's kind of a spin-off from Deep Purple.
Yeah,
and we've got some nice work by, believe it or not, the Royal Liverpool Symphony Orchestra going on there. Completely odd record. Joe Namath, the football player, tried to start a movie career, and he did this sort of western. And yet there's a bizarre sort of funk soundtrack to it. Very, very odd.
Good, though.
We like it. Yeah, yeah.
And then we switched to a bit of library, didn't we? And we had Freedom Power, which I think is...
We've been having a bit of a discussion about this one, haven't we?
Yeah, I think it's a Morricone record, even though it doesn't say it is. Simply because it's issued on Cometa, which only issued Morricone recordings. I'll do some research for you when I get home, okay? I'll get the books.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting record, though. Sort of weird library, typical Italian psyche funky thing. Really interesting. And then we had another bit of Italian library Umiliani's Underworld, which is on an LP called Folk Group, believe it or not.
And, yeah, tell us a little about where you found this one, because that was quite entertaining.
I actually found it in Tuscany, on the floor of a junk shop, under a pile of taps.
You see? You only get that sort of anecdote on this show.
And that finally we listened to that...
Finally, that was
good time funk thing.
Oh yeah, we like that. We were just saying that's a great party record. This is that's kind of an instrumental cover of "That's What Friends Are For" by Madeline Bell.
That's true.
This version is on Alan Parker's "Listen to LA" library on Themes. And interestingly enough, we're sitting about two doors away from their offices.
Exactly where it was first born.
Exactly, nice
in
little
Denmark
bit of
Street,
synchronicity there.
And incidentally, it's got in a really bad, in typical Themes library style, it's got in a really appalling cover of this ear on top of a billboard with wings on it.
Yeah.
And it's just really...
Definitely one that you would avoid.
Sounds better than it actually looks, believe me. It's really bad. But what was it called again? Listen to LA.
Yeah, that's the library record. The track is called Freedom Lover.
Well, it's a good link here, because Listen to LA, this track is called Denver to LA. This is another... So far it's this lie record, but it's got a very young Elton John singing on it, and it's sort of... difficult to find because nobody really knows it exists, and it only came out on a very strange label called Viking, and it's sort of funky for a bit, but I'll just play it because Ed hasn't heard it, and I actually sort of like it in a sad way. Here it comes.
If I say goodbye, it'll grieve you. Denver means the whole world to you. Girl, it breaks me up just to leave you. But I got things that I gotta do. Got to take. The place that I gotta be. Guys are making mountains of bread there. Reckon it could happen to me. Lots of guys make the grade. Just one break and I'm made. And I'll bring it on home, girl. I love you.
Agora é moda.
I can't.
Agora é moda matar pra não morrer de fome. Agora é moda chauvinista pra ser homem. Agora é moda ter vocação pra ser famoso. Agora é moda saber que dói, mas é gostoso. Agora é moda economizar a gasolina. Agora é moda coroa e cara de menina. Agora é moda tentar salvar a natureza. Agora é moda achar que tudo é uma pobreza.
You are listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. This is OST, the original Super Soundtrack Show. We finish at 6:30, so there's not much to do, or rather not much to play now. So I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say keep it locked. I'm just going to say listen to this next track. Thank you. very groovy, Ed. Okay, from the top of that enormous session, we had... I'll leave this one in the background, no matter what it does. What do we have? From the Terrace. Was that right?
That's the one. Elmer Bernstein.
Okay, which I enjoyed enormously, actually. I'm quite surprised that old Bernie, you know, can funk it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like... Bernstein plays Bullet.
Yeah, it's great. Really, really interesting record. And considering it's on that Weird Cinema Records, it's surprisingly good quality.
We like it.
Then Anastasia, My Brother, which is a weird Puccini one you hadn't heard, had you? It's like that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
One. And we all know where I got that one. Oh, we all know. Sorry, my microphone has just drooped. It's the first time that's happened. And we both know where I got Anastasia, My Brother, so we won't talk about that. Then one you brought along called Le Hérité.
That's right.
Which great picture of old, not Delon, the other one on the front.
Belmondo. And
Belmondo.
That's the one.
Great.
Nice picture.
Quite a weird record, that, actually. I didn't realise it was on A&M, and it's Michel Colombier.
It's all very prog rock. And again, we've got the same guys. It's Andre Saccarelli on drums there, and Yannick Top bass.
All right, then. Then Australian biker movie Stone.
Stone, yeah, nice gatefold as well.
And surprisingly progressive.
Well, it's the first record I've ever seen which has Didgeridoo and Moog in the same record.
And there are others, I'm sure. But having said that, I haven't got any. Anyway, it's interesting though that because there aren't that many Australian soundtracks, and most of them are not as great as you'd like them to be.
Yeah.
They sort of like miss them up, but that's. I got an email about that record last week, which I think is even stranger, from a guy who used to work in Notting Hill and is now living in Australia. Then we heard Piazza Navona, which I owe to good old Godzi, and that was Cipriani. And then we listened to the track before this funny sort of track we're listening to. You wanted to talk about this?
Yeah, I just wanted to say a few things about this one, because it's the last record that a guy called Denny Vaughan ever made. He was a Canadian big band jazzer, and he ran a big band in Canada for about 40 years. Then he moved to Hollywood to try and get into film music, and this is from an unreleased movie. The soundtrack's called Love Minus One. Currently a bit of an undiscovered one, so get in there quick.
Which label?
The label is really...
Canadian label, isn't it?
No, it's really weird. This is on Mugabe Music, which I've never ever heard of, and I think they probably didn't issue anything
Mugabe
else.
Mugabe or Magabe?
Magabe.
Groovy. Anyway, you brought another little weird single along, which sort of goes back to like the blaxploitation thing, because you have the sort of Quincy Jonesy, the one that used to be really hard to find, as they call me Mr. Tibbs.
That's right.
And then this is a very strange cover version.
Well, we're trying to cross over from our sort of wigging out thing, going back onto the blaxploitation theme, and
here
it
is. It's a climax.
That's it.
Who's this version by?
This is Mr. Ray McVeigh.
Ray McVeigh? Who'd have thought?
It's all a bit lounge, but wait till you hear this.
meaty, big and bouncy, if you ask me, Ed. I really enjoyed that. To get girls singing in it as well is even better.
Well, we're both definitely grooving around the studio then. That's really top track.
Don't you think Ray McVeigh sounds like a magician as opposed to a musician?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Or a children's entertainer, perhaps.
Yeah, Ray McVeigh. That is exactly it. Fantastic. Anyway, unfortunately, we've just about run out of time, and we've got one more track to play, which you can introduce in a second, Ed. But I'd just like to say thank you a million times over for coming in. It's been really interesting. I'm sure the listeners have got down with us today.
Well,
it's been really interesting.
I hope everybody's enjoyed it. I just want to say a massive thanks to Johnny Trunk and Resonance 104.4 FM for
letting you destroy the place.
That's right, and break the decks.
No, it's been really interesting, actually. It's good to hear stuff that I've not heard before, and that's really what it's all about. It's you know, it's been fascinating for me to hear stuff that I've just never even seen before. It's an education, Ed. It's been fabulous. So we'll get you in again whenever you want to come, and you can come and rock the joint again.
I hope so. Looking forward to it.
And it's blaxploitation.com.
That's right.
Now, you can't buy anything on the site, can you?
No.
Apart from a whole lot of love.
But you can have a look and see what sort of things are out there.
How many pages does it run to now?
I
know it's massive.
1,500, something
like
that.
You're joking?
Yeah, it's a lot. We've got over 500 soundtracks listed, so if you want any information about the cuts tonight, you can just go straight over to there.
Ed, it's been a pleasure. Keep up the great work. It's great to see you're so committed to such a weird area of film music. You know, it's wonderful.
It's a bit specialist, it's a bit sad, but we like it.
We are sad, Ed. We are sad. And so are our listeners, if you don't mind me saying. Okay, you are listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. My name has been Johnny Trunk. This has been OST, the Super Soundtrack Show, here every Saturday. Next is Harmony Fraser. Heaven knows what he's got cooking for you, but we'll leave you with Ed. Hit it.
This is probably the mother of all blaxploitation soundtracks, only available on 45. I'm not even going to introduce it. You know what it's going to be.
Well, they might not, Ed. All right.
It's Black Belt Jones.
Pop, 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 pop